caring not about leaving. Sometimes life seems sorrow hides away. But this life's a stormy weather. Ain't it gonna be my home forever? Gonna be moving, running, living, one day.
Once again today, we are going to be reading John chapter 5 and verse number 43. Here we find that the Lord Jesus said this, I am come in my Father's name, and ye receive me not. If another shall come in his own name, him ye will receive. Heavenly Father, we thank you for the privilege of being able to open thy word and bring another message. I pray as we bring the message today that you will speak to me and speak through me. This we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. Today, I want to bring the third part of the message entitled, The Counterfeit Christ in Relation to His Name. The Counterfeit Christ in Relation to His Name. During this series, in the weeks prior, we have stated that the rapture of the saints of God is the next event on God's prophetic calendar. Then following the removal of the saints, Daniel's 70th week will begin. And it is at this time that the Antichrist is going to be revealed. My friend, the devil is a counterfeiter. And the Antichrist will be the devil's counterfeit Christ. Oh yes, the Antichrist will be the devil's masterpiece, the devil's masterpiece of deception and opposition to God. He will be the accumulation and consummation of Satan's workings. The Antichrist will be the accumulation of Satan's craft and genius. The Antichrist will be a counterfeit. I say, a counterfeit Christ. At this time, I want to give to our listeners a list of comparisons between Jesus Christ and the Antichrist. And if you will listen to these very carefully, I believe that you will clearly see that the Antichrist will be a counterfeit Christ. First, in Matthew chapter 16, Jesus Christ is called the Christ. The Christ. Then, in 1 John chapter 2, the devil's Christ is called Antichrist. Not only that, but the earthly public ministry of Jesus Christ lasted approximately 3.5 years. The Antichrist will reign in terror for 3.5 years. Jesus Christ will have 2 comings. The Antichrist will have 2 comings. Jesus Christ has a compound name. The Antichrist has a compound name. Jesus Christ in the Word of God is called the Prince of Peace. And as the Prince of Peace, he will usher in an age of peace. But then in Revelation chapter number 6, we find that the Antichrist, at the beginning of the tribulation period, is going to come forth presenting peace. And we find that he will introduce an era of peace. Jesus Christ is the subject of Old Testament prophecy. The Antichrist is the subject of Old Testament prophecy. Jesus Christ is typified by many Old Testament characters. The Antichrist is typified by many Old Testament characters. Jesus Christ was sent forth and revealed at God's appointed time. The Antichrist will be revealed in his time. Jesus Christ was man. The Antichrist will be man. Jesus Christ was more than man. He was God. Therefore, he was the God-man. The Antichrist will be more than man. He will be the devil. Therefore, he will be the devil man. Jesus Christ was a Jew. The Antichrist will be a Jew. Jesus Christ is our great high priest. The Antichrist will be Israel's great high priest. In Matthew chapter number 2, Jesus Christ is called the King of the Jews. But in Daniel chapter 11, the Antichrist is also called a king. A king. Jesus Christ worked miracles. The Antichrist will also work miracles. In the Word of God, Jesus Christ is referred to as Him which was and is to come. In the Word of God, the Antichrist is referred to as Him that was and is not and shall ascend out of the bottomless pit. Jesus Christ died and rose again. The Antichrist will die and rise again. During the millennium, Jesus Christ will be the object of universal worship. Universal worship. My friend, during the tribulation period, the Antichrist will be the object of universal worship. Jesus Christ was followed by the Holy Spirit. And it is the Holy Spirit who causes individuals to worship Jesus Christ. The Antichrist will be followed by the anti-spirit, or in other words, the false prophet. And it will be the false prophet who will cause individuals to worship the Antichrist. Jesus Christ is the second person of the Holy Trinity. The Antichrist is the second person of hell's Trinity. Jesus Christ had a forerunner, that being John the Baptist. The Antichrist has many forerunners. During the earthly public ministry of Jesus Christ, he was approximately 30 to 33 years old. The Antichrist will be approximately 30 to 33 years old. In the Word of God, Jesus Christ is referred to as the coming one. In the Word of God, the Antichrist is referred to as the coming one. So we find by this, my friend, that the Antichrist will be a counterfeit. I say a counterfeit Christ. And one way in which he is going to counterfeit Jesus Christ is in relation to his name. In relation to his name. Just as the Lord Jesus Christ has a compound name as is set forth in the Scriptures, the counterfeit Christ likewise has a compound name presented in the Bible. In the Word of God, there are approximately 700 names and titles applied to Jesus Christ. And it was on the broadcast last week that we dealt with the matter of Jesus Christ having a compound name. Therefore, on the broadcast today, at this time, we want to begin pointing out the various names and titles applied to the Antichrist in the Word of God. And as we point these out, I believe that you will come to realize that these are much more in number than is commonly supposed. And my friend, as we set forth these names and titles, you will find that they reveal his character, expose his vileness, and forecast his career and doom. Now right here, I want to say this. During this series, we are going to point out the particular names and titles applied to the Antichrist. We are not going to go into detail and say a lot about each of these. For in connection with each of these names and titles, an in-car message could be preached. Therefore, we are just going to point out these various names and titles and say very little about each, leaving it to the listener to read and study for themselves the particular passages where these names and titles are found. First, I want to point out the names and titles that are applied to the Antichrist in the book of Psalms. In the book of Psalms. In Psalm chapter 5 and in verse number 6, the Word of God says this, "Thou shalt destroy them that speak leasing, the Lord will abhor the bloody and deceitful man. The bloody and deceitful man. Here we find that in verse number 6, the Antichrist is referred to as the bloody and deceitful man. Now listen, my friend. The majority of references to the Antichrist in the Book of Psalms view him in his relation to Israel. And we find that this is true in connection with the term the bloody and deceitful man. This term views him in relation to the Jews. This term views him as he is related to Israel. Oh, yes. The Antichrist is going to be revealed at the beginning of the tribulation period. And at that time, he will come forth presenting peace. Presenting peace. And as far as I know, he could come in no better way and quickly get a hearing. I say this because peace is what the world is crying out for today. And my friend, this is one reason we are hearing peace talked about so much today. This world is near. This world is near to the time of the Antichrist unveiling, and they are screaming for peace. For peace. But although the world is crying for peace, there is not any real peace in the sense that they are talking about. Henry Kissinger is a man that has circled this globe at least 5 times talking of peace, yet there is no real peace. Now, according to Daniel chapter 9 and verse number 27, the Antichrist at the beginning of the tribulation period is going to sign a 7-year peace covenant with the Jews. In the first part of Daniel 9:27, the Word of God says this, "And he, that being the Antichrist, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week." The Hebrew word that is translated week here in verse 27 means a collection of 7 things. And here in this case, it has reference to years. A week of years. Or in other words, 7 years. Here the Word of God says, "And he shall confirm the covenant with me for 1 week." My friend, the Word of God makes it very clear that at the beginning of the tribulation period, the Antichrist is going to sign a 7-year peace covenant with the nation of Israel. Israel today is in the midst of trouble. While I bring this message today, Israel is a hotbed of conflict. Oh, yes. And the hotter it gets for Israel, and the more trouble that Israel has, we can be assured that the signing of the peace covenant and the revealing of the man of sin is drawing nearer. My friend, the Antichrist is going to assure the Jews of peace. And the very fact that this is so tells us that at that time, Israel will be in unrest. In unrest. for you do not offer peace when a country is at peace. And my friend, Israel right now is certainly in a condition of unrest. The Jews are looking for the Messiah to come and bring them peace. One leading Jewish authority recently said, "We Jews are looking for the Messiah to come any minute." He said, "We Jews are looking for the Messiah to come any minute." My friend, the Jews that go to the Wailing Wall pray concerning three things. Number one, Christ persecutions. Number two, the rebuilding of the temple. Number three, the coming of the Messiah. Now the devil knows this. And therefore, when God allows, the devil is going to send forth his Christ offering peace. When the Antichrist is revealed, if he does not do something for Israel, the Jews would know that he is a counterfeit. So therefore, when he comes, he will promise peace. He will promise peace. At the beginning of the tribulation period, the Antichrist is going to sign a 7-year peace covenant with the nation of Israel. And during the first 3.5 years of the 7, or during the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period, the Antichrist will pose as Israel's friend. Yet, war will be in his heart. In Psalm chapter 55, and in verses 20 and 21, the Word of God speaking about this matter says this: "He hath put forth his hands against such as be at peace with him. He hath broken his covenant. The words of his mouth were smoother than butter, but war was in his heart. His words were softer than oil, yet were they drawn swords." My friend, during the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period, the Antichrist is going to pose as Israel's friend. Yet war will be in his heart. And we find that at the end of the first 3.5 years of the tribulation period, he will break the covenant that he made with the nation of Israel. And my friend, from the time that he breaks his covenant in the middle of the week till the end of the week, he will seek to cut Israel off from being a nation in the earth. During the last 3.5 years of the tribulation period, the Antichrist will seek to cut Israel off from being a nation in the earth. And it's in connection with this that he is called the bloody and deceitful man. The bloody and deceitful man. Now that's as far as we're going today with the message entitled, "The Counterfeit Christ in Relation to His Name." You listen to the broadcast next week, and if the Lord allows, we will bring the fourth part of this message. And at that time, we will deal further with the Antichrist, the bloody and deceitful man. If you are listening to this broadcast today, and you do not know Jesus Christ as your personal Savior, my friend, you are lost. You are lost and on your way to hell. I'd ask you to bow your head and from your heart exercise faith in the finished work and in the shed blood of Jesus Christ. Call upon God and ask Him to save you, and He will, and you'll know it. Thank you.
I have read how He said that your heart must be broken, for I go to prepare you a way. Greet the gold, it's of pearl, and its walls are of jasper. Thank the Lord for His marvelous way.
You've been listening to the Back to Calvary program with Reverend Wayne Guy. Address all mail concerning this program to Reverend Wayne Guy, 1902 South Main Street, Mount Airy, Maryland, 21771. Join us again next week for the Back to Calvary program.
Forever thank the Lord for His marvelous way.